Okay, so this is a mindfulness exercise to increase your awareness of your thoughts, your feelings, the somatic experience, and your behaviors. So what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfy, uncross your legs and arms, place your feet flat on the floor, find a comfy spot for your head. And for the first few moments, I'd like you to just close your eyes and focus on your breath while I explain the exercise. So just focusing on your breath, breathing nice and deep and slow in through your nose and out. Breathing nice and deep and slow in, slow into 7 and all the way out to 11. So this mindfulness acceptance exercise, as mentioned, will help you become more aware. No matter how distressing the internal experience may seem, it neither lasts forever, nor can it do you any harm as you learn to pay attention to it, sit with it, acknowledge it. You'll be able to let the distressing thoughts and feelings pass you by without becoming fused with them. You'll get more separation, more perspective, as you develop an attitude of compassion, acceptance, and curiosity towards every experience, no matter how intense, no matter how distressing. The idea with this exercise is to bring compassion, awareness, and kindness to any sensation that shows up, including damning or self-critical thoughts, any shaming experiences and beliefs, any experiences of rumination, worry, self-criticism, self-doubt. Learning to stay with your worries, your anxieties, your fears, your shaming, your self-criticism, with a loving attitude of kindness, compassion, and acceptance. Bringing this warmth and this compassion will enable you to untangle yourself from any deep ruminations. It's a concrete way of learning about emotions, thoughts, feelings, and somatic experiences. Mindful awareness and acceptance is a skill that comes with practice. The goal is to develop this skill and then apply it to any area of your life, at any place and any time, regardless of the trigger. There's no right or wrong way to practice it. The important thing instead is to commit to practicing it so you can break old habits and learn to become on a new path of better observer of thoughts, feelings, somatic experiences and behaviors, and full participant in your life, less hijacked by emotions and self-damning critical thoughts. What's best is simply to just pick a spot where it's quiet, where you won't be disturbed, so you can practice this experience at first, or this exercise at first, listening to the recording. And then after you know it well enough, you can practice it without the recording, wherever you are. Just acknowledging, becoming more aware of distressing thoughts, feelings, beliefs, somatic experiences, and behaviors. After practicing with the recording for a week or two, you may prefer to practice without it at your own pace. And at any time, returning to the recording whenever you need a refresher. So now taking a few moments to get in touch with the movement of your breath and noticing the sensations in your body. Becoming more aware specifically of the sensation of touch. Touch or pressure where your body makes contact with the chair, any furniture you're in, and the floor. Becoming more aware of contact and pressure. becoming more aware of the points of contact and what that feels like at that juncture. Becoming more aware too of the gentle rise and fall of your breath in your ribs, in your chest, like ocean waves coming in and out. Your breath is always there, noticing the rhythm of your breath and of your body. Focusing on each inhalation and each exhalation. Noticing the changing pattern of sensations in your chest, in your ribs, in your tummy, as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Take a few moments to really focus on all these sensations as you breathe in and out. There's no need to control your breathing in any way. Simply let the breath flow all by itself. And as you do, bring an attitude of allowing, curiosity, acceptance to the rest of your experience, whatever it may be. A gentle allowance and accepting to the mind wandering, to frustration, to overwhelm, sadness, whatever it may be. And there's nothing to be fixed right now, no particular state to be achieved. Just allow it to be whatever it is. Just allow it to be whatever it is without needing it to be other than it is at this moment. And sooner or later, your mind will wander. And this is just simply what the mind does. Your mind will wander away from the breath to other concerns. Concerns of today, of tomorrow, to lists, to tasks needing to be done. To images, to bodily sensations, to planning, to daydreaming. It may simply just drift along, bouncing from one thing to the next. This is what the mind does much of the time. When you notice your mind has wandered, congratulate yourself, because that there is awareness. And you've come back, and you're more aware of your experience. And as your mind wanders, when you notice, you can just simply bring it back to the breath. Without frustration, without impatience, without needing it to be different than it is, just bring it back to the breath. And congratulate yourself for noticing, for that awareness. You may also want to as well acknowledge briefly where your mind has been. Thinking, feeling, planning, judging, assessing, problem solving. And as best you can, bring an attitude of curiosity, kindness, compassion, and acceptance to your awareness. See the wanderings of your mind as opportunities to bring a patience and a curiosity to your experience. It's so very natural for the mind to wander, and it'll wander 1,000 times to thoughts and worries, images, bodily sensations, feelings, whatever distracts you in the moment. Acknowledge it and bring it back to the breath. There's no need to force yourself to think about anything else, to make it go away, to problem solve anything right now. Just allow it to wander wherever it may. Allow it to have as much space as it needs. bringing a quality of kindness, compassion to your experience. And when ready, bring it back to the breath. If instead you become aware of bodily sensations, feelings, tensions in certain parts of the body, just notice them. Acknowledge their presence. See if you can make space for it. Clear enough space that would fill a room, a house, a football field, a city block. Clear as much room as the sensations require. Notice with a curiosity how much space it seems to need. Don't try to hold on to the sensations. Don't try to make them go away, problem solve them, understand them. Just open your heart to them, acknowledge their existence. Observe them with curiosity. Notice how much space they need. And when it feels right, return to the breath. Watch the sensations as you observe them change from moment to moment. Sometimes they'll grow stronger. Sometimes they'll stay the same. Sometimes they'll dissipate and grow weaker. Doesn't really matter what they do. All that's really important is you make space for it. Observe it with a curiosity, with a kindness, a compassion, and an acceptance. Allowing it to be whatever it is. And if the sensation in your body is intense, breathe your breath into that part of the body. Feed it with the breath. Nourish it with the breath. Remembering the purpose is not to feel better, but to simply get better at feeling. To get better at feeling and being with all that it is, instead of pushing it down, instead of fusing with it and believing every thought you have, ruminating on it, dwelling on it, getting consumed by it, but simply observe it. Observe the thoughts, observe the feelings, observe the sensations in your body. Observe the behaviors that come with it. Observe your mind and where it goes. Be with it, observe it, allow it to be, and you'll notice in an interesting and curious way, as you fuse with it less often through rumination, instead, step back from it and observe it. It dissipates all on its own. You don't need to try to make it happen or force it to happen. It'll just happen all on its own. And if you notice that you're unable to focus on your breathing because of intense physical discomfort, let go of your focus on your breath. And focus on the sensation of discomfort. Direct your attention there. Stay with it no matter how intense it feels. If it's a heavy shame in your chest or a self-loathing, stay with that feeling. Really notice how deep it feels in your chest. How pervasive. How it seems to occupy every cell. Notice its movement, its intensity, its color. If it's an anxiety in your stomach or you're high in the stomach, low in the chest. Notice that too. Notice the tension in your jaw, the clamping, the tightness. Notice the frantic nature of your thoughts. Just notice them buzzing all over the place. Make room for the discomfort, as much room as it needs. be willing to be with it, whatever it is. Don't hide from it, problem solve it, dismiss it, minimize it, or magnify it. Be with it, whatever it is. And along with physical sensations in your body, you'll notice thoughts too. Thoughts about sensations, thoughts about thoughts, judgments about thoughts, judgments about the past, about the future. You'll notice your mind coming up with evaluations, right or wrong, good or bad. You'll notice evaluations such as getting worse, pathetic, labels, judgments of many kind. Anytime we label, we're judging. Calling an apple versus an orange is judging and labeling. Notice those evaluations, notice those judgments. That's a second layer on top of the original experience. Notice it for what it is, instead of fusing with it and believing it. Feel the feelings as feelings, the thoughts as thoughts, the physical sensations as physical sensations, emotions as emotions. Notice the behaviors as behaviors, and notice the judgments as judgments. None of them are truth. None of them are necessarily false. So to help you experience the difference between yourself and your thoughts and your judgments, you can name thoughts, name feelings as you notice them, name judgments as you notice them. Label worry as worrying. There is worrying. So you're labeling it as an external experience, observing like a scientist. There's worrying. There's judgment. Label it as itself rather than fusing with it. If you notice yourself judging and labeling, call it judging. There is judging. There is labeling. There's predicting. There's jumping to conclusions. Observe all these things with kindness, compassion, and curiosity, without judging yourself for judging. You can do the same with all thoughts, feelings, and labeling, and judging, planning, reminiscing, longing, wishing. Label the thoughts, the emotions, and move on. Thoughts and feelings, sensations come and go if we let them. If we fuse with them and immediately believe them, they'll stick around. Make space for them, allow them to be there, and as you do, they'll lessen. You'll diffuse from them, separate from them. Allow yourself to be present with whatever it is. Notice doubts, reservations, fears, worry, self-criticisms. Just notice them, acknowledge the presence, and allow yourself to be with them. Asking yourself, what can I do for myself that is kind right now? What can I do for myself that is kind right now? Where do I want to go? What do I want to do? And when you're ready now, I'd like you to shift your attention to a recent situation, thought, emotional experience that's been difficult for you. It could be a troubling thought, a worry, a physical sensation, intense bodily experience. Gently, directly, but firmly shift your attention there and allow it to come to the forefront of your mind. No matter how bad it seems, allow it to be there. Notice strong feelings as they arise. Allow it to be whatever it is. not what your mind tells you it is. Hold all of these things in your awareness, the thoughts, the feelings, the emotions, the sensations in your body, the behaviors, the judgments, all of it. Stay with the discomfort. Breathe with it. Open up to the experience. Make space for it. Accept it. Allow it to be there. Be kind with yourself. Compassionate and accepting. If you notice yourself resisting, take notice of that and label it. If you notice yourself pushing away from the experience, acknowledge that and make space for the resistance, the tension. If you notice yourself minimizing, make space for the minimizing. If you notice yourself magnifying, make sense, make space for the magnifying. Must any of these feelings, thoughts, emotions be your enemy? Allow them to coexist. Notice it, own it, let it be. Make space for it, whatever it is. Notice what it feels like moment to moment. Stay with your breath. Must these feelings, these judgments, these ruminations, these bodily sensations, must they be your enemy? Can you befriend them? And quietly repeating to yourself, let me have it. Let me feel it. Let me feel what there is to feel, because it's my experience right now. Let me have it. Let me feel what there is to feel, because it's my experience right now. Let me have it. Let me feel what there is to feel, because it's my experience right now. If sensations or discomfort grow stronger, and they may, stay with them, breathe through them, accept them. Is discomfort something you must resist, repel, or make sense of? Is it possible to open up space in your heart for the discomfort, for the self-loathing, for the self-criticism, for the blame, for the judgment? Make space for it. You don't necessarily have to believe it. Just make space for it. You don't need to validate it, make sense of it. Just make space for it, as you would a child having a temper tantrum. Make space for the child. Feel the feelings. Stay with them. With compassion, kindness towards your experience, whatever it is in that moment. Embrace the experience, how ugly it is. Notice thoughts coming up with the physical sensations. Notice the judgments coming up, thoughts about feelings, thoughts about ruminations. Invite them in too. Softening and opening, allowing, aware, making space. Notice your mind coming up with judgments, getting worse, dangerous, true, false, whatever the judgments may be. Thank your mind for these labels. Return to the experience as it is, not as your mind makes it into it. Notice thoughts as thoughts, physical sensations as physical sensations, feelings as feelings, somatic experiences as somatic experience, and judgments as judgments. Not as your mind says they are, but as they are. Stay with your discomfort, whatever it may be, for as long as it pulls you. Coming back to the breath. Feeding your breath into any areas of discomfort. Just staying with the moment-to-moment experience. And if and when, no matter how long it takes, you sense the self-criticism, self-loathing, judgment, anxiety, self-doubt, or any other discomfort is no longer pulling for your attention, just let it go. Take a few moments to make space for it. Stay with your breath. Stay with it exactly as it is, inviting it, letting it be whatever it is, not what your mind tells you it is. Good. And what I'd like you to do is imagine a beautiful room. You're at the doorway of this beautiful room. On the other side of this room is an image of the ideal you. And this may be a more strong, confident, calm you. It may be a more accepting you. It may be a more forgiving you. It may be a more accepting, calm, confident, forgiving, tolerant, confident you. Whatever makes sense to you. Now I'd like you to see a path between you and the doorway today and the ideal you. And this ideal you may be you a few months from now, 6 months from now, whatever makes sense to you. Knowing that growth and learning are continuous. So see the pathway between you today and the you, the ideal you, slightly calmer, slightly more accepting, slightly more confident you. And this pathway is blocked. And I'd like you to decide now what you need to do to unblock the path. What you need to know, what tool you need, what you need to do, what do you need to be saying to yourself or some combination thereof. What help you need to unblock this path. Decide that now. What are the tools you need? Keeping in mind, learning and growth is continuous throughout our life. So for now, I'd like you to see yourself and feel yourself beginning to clear that path with whatever tools you feel you need now. And those tools will change as you change. But for now, see yourself, feel yourself clearing the path. And as you do, taking steps towards the slightly stronger, slightly more confident, slightly more accepting, whatever it is, ideal you. See yourself and feel yourself taking these steps. See yourself in the next days and weeks doing these things, clearing these paths, taking these steps. See yourself inching towards this more ideal you. See yourself, feel yourself doing those things. And as you get closer, try to fuse with the feeling of what it must feel like to look through the eyes of your ideal self. What does it feel like to get up each morning and go to work, looking at the world in this new way? What does it feel like to see yourself, see others in this new and different way? What is life like? How is life different? How is seeing yourself, seeing the world in this new and different way, how is it important to you? Why does it have an importance to you? What difference can it make for you? In what ways could life be easier if you did these things each and every day? So taking a moment to make a commitment to you of where you'll begin on your journey, of the things that you'll do differently, say to yourself differently, think differently, do differently, to begin clearing this path. So mindfulness acceptance is a skill that comes with practice. There's no right way or wrong way to be mindful. But the more we do it, the stronger this skill gets. Mindful acceptance, compassion is a skill that gets stronger. It needs to be cultivated to grow stronger. It has many possible results, not one. So making a commitment to yourself to practice in small ways and big ways each and every day. And you may be wishing and see the benefits of charting your experience in the simplest way possible. Each time you practice this exercise, either by listening to the recording or taking 5 to 10 minutes out throughout the day, multiple times a day. Charting your progress and reflecting upon the end of the exercise, how the exercise was beneficial to you today. And it'll be different each and every day, because each and every day is different. What you learn from it, what you gain from it will be different. But keeping track in some form for the next few weeks can be helpful. Remembering that mindful acceptance and compassion is a skill, and like a seedling, it needs to be cultivated to grow stronger. It has many possible results, not just one. Sometimes you practice, you may feel relaxed, other times not. You may feel sadness, regret, and other times not. All responses are just fine. So when you're ready, just open your eyes, return back to the room around you, feeling a little more relaxed, a little more peaceful.